Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Nick Eden. Thanks for tuning into the channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and welcome to episode 4 of Morning Cup of Merch. So, okay, guys. I had a completely different topic for today until about 30 minutes ago, and it made me change what I wanted to talk about, because I think this is something that everybody can identify with in Merch by Amazon, particularly print on demand overall, but definitely with Merch by Amazon. And that's jealousy. All right. I know first thing everybody's saying, what do you mean jealousy? I'm not jealous of anybody. I'm not saying that you're sitting at home and plotting to take someone down because you can't believe they had the success. Now, you do have people like that, quite frankly. But for the majority of us, that's definitely not the case. What I mean by jealousy is, you know, it's just a little twinge of it. So I was online this morning, and March did not end for me the way I would have liked it to. Don't get me wrong. I am thankful for every single sale that comes with merch. I'm thankful for even being able to be on a platform where I can get, you know, build something that will earn revenue. Whether I'm sleeping or awake, actively doing it, or off doing something else. But I was online this morning, and I saw somebody, they posted a quick vid of their journey. And I mean, they weren't bragging about it by any means. They were just really pleased with how their March went for them. And I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm like, oh my God, that's phenomenal. And then I'm looking down, and they're maybe two tiers behind me. And for a moment, I was like, man, that's awesome. I'm glad for them. But dang, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? And that's what I mean by it. So when I say jealousy, I'm not talking about jealousy from the standpoint of you hate on their success or you don't want them to be successful, but you see it and you know, I'm in the same space and, what am I doing wrong? That is a tinge of jealousy. And I think everybody has a small bit of it. When it comes to those things, when you see people tearing up and you haven't teared up quite yet, when you see someone catch a trend and you haven't caught onto a trend like that, or you can't believe that it completely missed you, when a holiday comes up and it's not as successful for you, but for someone else, it's phenomenal. That's what I mean by just a twinge of it. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, because I think that that is the basis for competition. And I think competition is healthy. But you have to learn how to divert that jealousy and turn it into an opportunity for yourself. I don't believe in losses. I believe in wins, and I believe in opportunities for improvement. That's how I've always kind of lived my life, because even in a loss, you learn something, and there's an opportunity for you to improve somewhere else. So I would say, for me, what I had to do this morning, and what I will hope that everybody else, you know, would find a way to do for themselves, is divert that attention to somewhere else. Okay. Well, I'm not thinking about your numbers. I'm thinking about my numbers now. So if my numbers weren't where I wanted them to be, what could I have done differently? Could I have done 5 or 10 more shirts in that genre? Could I have promoted a little bit more? You never know what people have done to get to the sales that they've gotten to. There are some people that probably still sell very well 100% organic on Merch by Amazon. That's not the case for a vast majority of people, because quite often people get into the same holidays, the same trends, the same evergreens, and you know, it's all about who takes the extra step and goes and does a little bit more research somewhere else, or niches down just a little bit more. So what I had to do for myself was say, okay, let's take it 7 days at a time. The last 7 days, what did I sell? How many shirts like that did I make? Was it the best design? Could I improve on that design? Did I add all of the keywords that I could have added without stuffing? At that point, you start to realize, okay, maybe I could have done 5 or 10 more shirts. Maybe I shouldn't have just gone text-based on that. I should have added a graphic. Maybe I should have done more text-based and cover more of a spread on there and try to dominate that first page. Maybe I'm in an oversaturated niche, which is more often than not the case. So I'm going to look at my last 7 days and I say, okay, I see all of that. Let me improve that. And now, what about the 7 days before then, which I should have done the week before? And if you just take it 7 days at a time, because with no one else's data, no one else's research, in the last 7 days, you know what your account has sold. Have you maximized in that particular niche or multiple niches that you're selling in? Have you done promotion outside of Amazon? Have you done promotion within Amazon? Have you reached out to influencers in that space? Have you looked at possibly licensing something that's in that same niche? Because what you do know is in the last 7 days, that particular shirt of that niche has sold. And I guarantee you, if you look it up, other shirts within that niche have sold in that same 7 days. So it's not necessarily about what they're doing. It's more so about what you're doing. So I think that's the best way to deal with the jealousy that some of us, most of us, feel. And it's not about not wanting people to win. And I think that's the problem that everybody has. You want people to win. If you look at all the content creators out there, yeah, I think everybody wants everyone to win. I'm sorry. Joe Clay, Amy Nicholas, Chris Green, Ken Reel, RJ and Matt, Ryan Raymond, Brianna Mueller Green, all of the Brunch Money ladies, Amy Alicia Springer, Helen, Matthew Pate, Treasure Gnome, like everybody. Like I think if we did not want each other to win, we'd be fooling ourselves. Because the reality is, if there were no shirts selling like that on Merch by Amazon, that means the market's not there. That means those niches are not selling. When someone is selling, that's a good thing because that's an opportunity for you to make more money because there are more eyes on a product. There are more people there. So, that, like I said, that's just the way to deal with it. At this point, I would also say, you know, unless you're in the 10, 25, 100, and 500 tiers, I wouldn't be worried about tiers. So I wouldn't let that jealousy creep in when someone tears up. I just wouldn't. Because at the end of the day, if you can't sell the 10, 25, 100, 500, 1,000, 2,000 and up spots that you have, why are you worried about getting to the next level? You just inherited 1,000 more problems. So that type of jealousy does not breed competition, in my opinion. What does breed competition when it's like, man, this dude is killing it. He's killing it. He's killing it. All right, let me see what else I can do. In a way that is not a black hat way. And for those who do not know what I mean when I say black hat, I'm talking about, I almost don't want to say it because I don't want anybody to attempt it, but violating terms of service. I think you guys know what I mean. I don't want to give anybody any ideas or any inspiration to try to do so. But black hatting it is never the way. So, how to do it in the safest possible way that completely complies with what Merch by Amazon is asking for us to do as creators of content for their website. Let that competition fuel you. So, I'm not going to stay on that long. Couple of quick updates, guys. The first, it'll be out later this evening, but the first in a long wait on the 4554 podcast to return will be out this evening. So I'm extremely excited about that. That's not going to stop Morning Cup of Merch. still going to be here 5 days a week with my coffee. But I'll be covering some more in-depth things, and it's really forcing me to put a lot better content on the podcast. So I find that difficult at first, but it's definitely worth it. The only thing I can say to, for everybody is, hey, check your accounts, look at your last 7 days, go from there. Those are the most recent sales that you have. Go from there, expand on them. Don't get wrapped up in what everyone else is doing. Concentrate on what you're doing. Thank you guys, everybody tuning in. Don't forget, like and subscribe. Click the bell for notifications whenever Morning Cup of Merch goes live. And I will see you tomorrow.